Music used in this podcast are pod-safe, which are taken from Free Music Archives. Okay, and welcome back to another edition of the Good Morning Kuching Show. I'm Olan Kier here.
I'm Dennis.
And of course, we would like to introduce our first time comer, Lord Kevin.
All right.
Hello, everyone. Hello. Good day to Alex and Dennis. Good morning.
Yeah, welcome you to the show.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, before we go on, Kevin, you just, you know, introduce yourself a bit. Who are you?
Yeah, I'm same as you too. I'm human. And anyway, I'm a fan of Dennis. Yeah, just thank you for you guys for inviting me into the show, and hopefully I can just join up with you two and just make Holland to everyone that listen here.
Yeah, basically he's just my classmate of Form 2, Form 4 and Form 5, and Form 3 I don't know where he'd be.
how did that happen?
Just the next class lah.
Oh, so you actually disappeared from the other lah, from my class to the other class lah.
No lah, I just walk next to only ma.
Oh, I see. Just I suddenly see you disappear from my form 3 times, and I saw you again in form 4.
Okay. This is sad, man. You guys are sad.
Yeah. So anyway,
sad story.
Back to the topic. Okay, we actually last. This is the last show on with the Podomatic, right?
Yes.
Is it the last? Okay, so we have to host. We have to look for the other server to host the podcast. So once we found a good suitable server, we'll tell you guys.
Okay, and don't worry about it. Basically, we're just moving server. We'll see how it works. Okay. All right. Good news is that, all right, the music that's currently being played now, right, is actually we got it from Free Music Archives. Okay. Ooh. So it's pod safe, all right, and we are actually legal to use these songs as you hear now. It's actually from Yacht. So the title, I think, is called what is it?
Come to My Kitchen.
No, that one is later. The one currently playing now is We Have All We've Ever Wanted. The one background. Oh, the background.
Okay, no wonder lah. I read the wrong thing.
Okay. All right. Okay. So before we go on to our topic, all right.
Okay.
We'll be playing the song Come to My Kitchen by Nobody's Business, taken from the album of Au Vivo Na Kapala Da Misericordia.
Yeah, panjangnya nama tu.
Okay, Kevin, I know you're having fun there. How do you pronounce it?
Okay, the first song is come from the song name is Come to My Kitchen by Nobody's Business.
And it's actually from the album of, let me try to pronounce the album name. Au Vivo Na Kapala Da Misericordia. Whoa, it's pretty long name, man.
It's Portuguese. Anyway, okay, so you guys just sit back and enjoy the song.
Gonna be raining outdoors. cause it's gonna be raining outdoors. And the time is coming, yeah, it's gonna be snowing. She'll find a good man, he's gonna drive her slow. You better come on into my kitchen, cause it's gonna be raining outdoors. Lord, it's gonna be raining outdoors. Yes, it's gonna be raining outdoors.
Gonna be raining. Petra.
And that was Nobody's Business. Come to my kitchen.
Yes, come to my kitchen.
All right. It's actually an acoustic blues band from Lisbon, Portugal.
Yeah. And that made me feel hungry.
Okay, which is good. So tonight we're going to talk about kucing, alright?
What tonight? Morning lah, tonight.
Oh yeah, I'm still sleepy from last night.
Yeah, so anyway.
Okay, this morning we're going to talk about where to find cheap, good food. Good food, yeah, in Kuching.
Yeah, so basically Kuching is famous with their food. Cheap. Yeah. From cheap to expensive. Okay, Kevin, tell me what is your favorite food?
From the cheapest, probably we have a collard mee. After that, follow with laksa. Then xiaobi. Cheap. Okay. Yeah. Isn't cheap right now.
Yeah, 60 cents, right? Or 70.
Yeah, the price is jacked up.
60 cents. I get it from 50 cents.
Where?
Where do you get
my
it?
My office. So below my office. Well, they actually just every time I order 4 biji, which cost me $2 lah. Compared to if I order 4 biji in open air, it cost me like 2.40 cents.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So beside that, what else?
Okay, I mean, alright, where are the places, okay? Okay, where can you get the best collard mee in Kuching?
Well, for me,
Okay, Dennis first.
I always go and visit this store in Green Road. I'm not sure what's the name already. What's the name? It's somewhere located in the old shop lot there. It's not old shop lot, just along the Green Road. It was famous with the collard mee and selling $2.70. I think it's the best though, because last time I always ponteng and go out and eat the collard mee.
Okay, Kevin, where do you think is your best one?
Yeah, still the same. It's Green Rock area here, but it's not the one that Dennis just mentioned, but the other one, which is near the Jalan Gojek. There was one shop lot and the store just beside the shop lot, a small store. The store only operate from Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday and Friday, 4 days a week, and only for couple hours. There's quite a lot of people there, and I think I have taken the meal like for maybe 23 years already. These are the best one that I've ever seen. Yep. Yeah.
Because the store is just opposite his house. Wow.
Yeah, just right in front of my house, actually. Yeah. That's the best one.
Yeah, so he's a regular customer.
Yeah, I can say that, man. Okay, that's the best.
How much does it cost for that bowl of collard mee?
$2.50. Oh, cheaper by 20 cents if compared with Danish one.
Yeah, my one is famous for different. They call what? Sing Lian Chen.
Yeah, Sing Lian Chen.
Yeah, so I always go there. I only choose the collard mee from there. I rarely go for collard mee on other stall lah. Except for that shop lah. Okay, talk about laksa. Alex, which one do you think is the best for you?
Okay, there's one auntie that sells at Thompson Corner.
In Green Rock?
No, Thompson Corner. You know, where's Thompson?
Green Rock lah.
Nanas Rock, right?
Nanas.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Nanas Rock, yep.
Yeah, but I'm not sure if she's still there or not, because when I do pass by the area quite a few times, but I don't see her anymore. Somebody else manning it already, I think.
Oh, I think it earned enough and she moved already.
She's old already.
Maybe she earned enough lah. Let's make this she earned enough already.
Okay.
Okay. And what else? What else?
Good. Yeah. You guys, any other suggestion for laksa?
I have this. I have this suggestion, but this is the food that I'm going to mention is not halal lah.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
It's okay.
Yes.
In Beijing, people know it as kuay chap.
Okay.
Yes.
So I have this the place to introduce whereby this place is located on Bin Tat Hoa area. They only open the shop at night. Night time lah.
Night time.
Yeah. So basically this is the one of the recommendation by me lah.
Oh.
It's selling like start from 3 bucks, 4 bucks, 5 bucks, and even 7 bucks also got.
Oh,
yeah, from none. From the normal to the extraordinary to the special, but it is not halal lah.
Okay.
Not halal. Yeah. So this is my recommendation. Okay. So back to the others. Okay, let's talk about Chinese food. Okay. Now Kuching have a lot of Chinese restaurant here, and I don't know, right? Alex and Kevin, which area or which place restaurant that you are always going to?
Yeah. Kevin, maybe you start first.
Yeah, Kevin.
I really went out for restaurant for my meal besides dinners, so I don't have much to recommend actually. But anyway, as usual, well, like Lok Tien is quite well known, right? The food there is quite nice as well. And then other than that, Chinese restaurant.
What's the pricing like in Lok Tien?
Pardon?
The pricing in Lok Tien is how much?
I think by table, they charge by table.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yes?
Yes?
Hey, your good answer is your time, man. Okay. So what's the charge?
Charges is basically it's based on the portion, like 2%, 3% or more, and they will cut per head.
Oh
yeah. Mostly it's like table. I mean 400-500 per table, I guess. Usually lah. Yeah, I know another Chinese food restaurant which is very private. You know what's the name called?
What?
My mom's kitchen.
My mom's kitchen?
Yeah.
Where is that?
My home. No lah.
Okay.
It was just kidding, man. No, always like that, right? You always thought your mom's cooking is like the best in the world. Agree or not?
Yeah, I agree. Okay.
Yeah. Besides that, there's a lot of, back to the topic, there's a lot of Chinese restaurant here. Where you can find quite a lot numbers in BDC area, I guess. BDC area and Third Mile areas. So there's a lot of Chinese restaurant whereby if you're willing to pay, you can get a good food.
But this one, cheap one is, recommend is probably Hong Kong noodles at Padu.
Yeah. Yes. The cheap. Yeah. That's considered a very cheap one. The very big portion.
Yeah. I don't know why, because, at Padungan area, it's actually a branch.
Pandungan area, yeah.
And the original is Sabakas, right?
Yeah, Sabakas, yes.
The food compare in Sabakas, the price is same.
Yeah, the price is roughly yourself, I'm not sure.
But the food quality, okay, in Pandungan is better compared to Sabakas.
Oh, I see. Well,
oh, not, is it?
Yeah. Or maybe, because I seldom go over there, but Alex Post. From Alex Toto, I always see him going there for the dinner, the lunch, or mostly dinner at this Hong Kong noodle house.
Yeah, because I got member with 10% discount.
Oh no, why?
Regular guest.
Yes.
Yeah. So, Western food? Any recommendation of Western food?
Okay, probably is Westwood. Probably is one of the first place I would suggest.
Westwood, Westwood is good. I love the fish and chip from Westwood. Cheap and big portion. is it?
What about you, Kevin?
Yeah, another selection right beside Westwood will be Richmond. It's a good place as well, and the price is quite reasonable.
Yeah. Oh, one more is at the Padungan Market.
Mm-hmm. Padungan Market?
Yes, Padungan. Is it Pitana, that one?
Oh, above the in the Pitana Market one, is it?
Yeah.
The World War I stack house, is it?
Ah, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I have a story on there. Just last time, back few years back, we actually go and dinner with my friends during this Valentine's Day.
Nice.
So, 5-6 orang pergi lah. So we actually wait for hours there because the cook is like too busy to cooking his steak or whatever. But the taste good lah. The food is good. Everything is good. Just we have to wait long on that day.
Oh, okay. So yeah, Kevin, any other place or not you recommend?
Recommend. Okay, right beside Western Chinese, I got another one which is a Thai food. Have you guys been to the one of the Thai restaurant that nearby BDC?
BDC? Which, oh, the Pandan one, is it?
Yeah, the Pandan one. They one. Yeah, I've been there last week and that's my first attempt. I can say that the food over there is quite nice, but the price a little bit pricey. But anyway, you got what you paid for. It's quite nice.
Oh, I see. Because the panda, if not mistaken, that panda is like owned by one of my friends, family lah. Next time I should go and then
see
got discount or not. Yeah.
10%.
Yeah. Typical Kuching people lah. Always get discount first. Got discount, got go lah. Okay. And what else? How about Indian food? Do you guys taste Indian food?
Really?
Really? But I only have this. In my mind, there's only one Indian food that I will recommend. It's actually located on Jalan Nanas. It's called the Curry House. Is it Curry Chicken House or Curry House? I'm not sure.
Curry House.
Which one? The Curry House, yeah. Way by I can see that all Indian from Kuching together every weekend there to test the roti canai, to test everything. Where is a good place for roti canai?
Okay.
Okay, so it's located on this Jalan Nanas, on Nanas Road lah. Just somewhere behind it.
Alright, so okay. For those of you who are, you know, adventurous, maybe you can go there and have a look.
Yeah. Because last time I was study on Green Road. And I study on, I mean, around this, what's it called, Nanas Road area. That's why we are always like going there for food. I only know that area only.
Okay.
Okay. So Kevin, any Indian food?
No, can say that no, I really take Indian food. Because I don't really like the strong smell, and that's why I try to avoid it.
Or the curry smell, is it?
Yeah, yeah. For example, your homemade curry and the smell is totally different with the one that you add at the Indian store. The smell is quite strong, and I think probably it's because of the spice that they use. So it's not really can
suit you.
It's not really suit me lah.
Oh. But the Indian said, come, my friend, come, taste my curry, man.
But the curry, their curry kick, man.
Yeah, the curry is like, but too bad I don't take spicy food also.
Oh, man, you guys don't know what you're missing.
Yeah.
You should try the biryani rice.
Wow. Oh, I don't, because every time I order roti canai, I actually order the canai, I eat with the canai only, without curry.
That's sad, man.
Yeah. No choice. I don't taste. I know lah. I don't really take spicy food because masak panas keluar nanti pun panas. Susah lah tu.
Okay.
Okay. So Malay food. any kind of Malay food that you recommend, Kevin? Or do you ever test two of you?
Okay, the one I've been to one Malay is it's near Mbang, you know, the same road as Mbang.
Which Mbang?
The one at Jalan Haji Taha, I think. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
There's one row of shop houses, you know, the other side.
What's that called? I know there's a burger shop there called Jantayu, is it? Okay, burger we will talk about later.
Yeah.
Talk about it later, okay? That one is, what's the name already?
What is that name? I can't recall what's the name, but it does serve
my good... Kampong, is it something like my Kampong, is it?
I think so. Or is it something, I'm not sure. So if you guys are, you know, everybody, anybody has an idea of what, just let us know what's the place name.
Yeah, so it's along Jalan Haji Taha there, right?
Yes.
Okay.
If not, it's those Satok Sunday Market one, the, you know, the night stores.
Oh, yeah, the night store. I like the nasi, what's that, nasi daging there. And they actually come with the soup, lah. But I'm not making fun with the soup, lah. But really, the soup is like, tastes like soup Ajinomoto, lah. Get what I mean, right? I'm not make fun of it. But for me, it tastes like that, lah.
Okay.
So me and my friend always known that as soup Ajinomoto. But the rice, the nasi daging is like, oh, very good. That's good.
That's why you cannot take the soup alone. You must use the soup with the rice, with the rice.
Oh, so that is the purpose of serving
yes.
the soup.
Yes.
Oh, Ay-ya. I thought I don't know. I finish up my nasi daging and I drink the soup. Ah.
Aduh, that is the wrong way of eating it, man. That one is looking for trouble.
Oh, I'm so sorry. No, they don't give out the instruction for how to tag it. Okay, so anyway, roadside burger. Yeah, so for roadside burger, first of all, I would recommend the shop along that Jalan Haji Taha. There's a shop name called Jantayu. Okay, they serve a very good black pepper beef burger.
Okay.
So it's like, very good, like, you guys can go just go and take the burger for your supper. You, Alex?
The one, well, I take one is here. It's normally here, just Azhar Burger, lah, near the Star Cineplex one.
Very famous, oh. famous burger store in Kuching.
Kevin, what about you?
Yeah.
Do you know there was one store at the third mile McDonald's? It's just behind the McDonald's there.
Mm-hmm.
There was one of the store that I used to visit and to get a burger from them. It's a quite nice one, and unfortunately, I have stopped taking my supper for quite some time, so I did not pay a visit to them for a long time already.
Okay. Oh, I know that one is like opposite the police station one, right?
Yeah, that one.
Okay.
Police station Sungai Maung. They actually they serve the burger with the meat and with the something like mashed potato or what, right?
Yep. They put a lot of mayonnaise.
Yeah. Oh. You put a lot of that was good. Another one I would recommend, which is like top recommend for me and on behalf of Alex, was it's not halal thing again. It was a pork burger on this Alex on the expert food court.
Yes, at Irish Plaza.
Yeah, Irish Plaza. Unless me and Alex ever go in there and tag it, and we was like, wow, we will go and tag for second time. The pork burger. So it's not halal, sorry guys. Okay, so, well, or maybe we play some music in the between before we come back for the second part.
Yep, we'll be taking a break now. Okay, the next song is Half a Man by Velcro Lewis Group from the album White Magic Summer. And we'll be back on, where to go place for Lim Tay once we come back.
Yeah, so I have to go toilet for a while.
Half a man is better than nothing. Half a man is better than nothing. I said half a man is better than nothing. Yeah, half a man is better than nothing.
Okay, that was Velcro with I got the song already. Half a man.
What's your alarm? All right.
Okay, sorry. Due to time constraint, all right, we are going to we're gonna end here for this morning. All right, we'll continue again on Monday morning.
Yes, for another episode called Lim Tae.
Yes,
part two.
For Lim Tae, well, Kuching people always like that lah. They go for dinner first. This is first round of the entertainment of the night. First round, go dinner. It sugar. Someone said, "Hey, second round, mana pergi?" And of course, somebody said, "Lim Tae lah, what else?" So Lim Tae, he leave it for the next session. So we probably go for dinner first. Hope you guys find the idea where to go or what. But yeah, for more suggestion or what, just email us on hollandtv@gmail.com.
Okay. Yeah. So subscribe to us on iTunes for Apple user or Mediafly for BB and Android user.
Yes.
I'd like to thank you, Kevin, for joining us this evening, this morning.
Yeah. Hope to see you on the next Monday again for the Lim Tae session.
Guys, same to you guys. Thanks for giving me the chance to come up here as well. Thank you. Cool.
Yeah, Bosu, we'll always welcome you as well. We always welcome all the audience.
Yeah.
As long as you come into us, you send us an email, you tell us that you want to go for the show, we'll invite you, man. Yeah. Basically like that lah. What else?
So Kevin, anything to say before, you know, we close the show? We'll let you close the show this time.
Yeah.
No, I'm just so surprised, and this is the first time I'm joining you guys. Just quite enjoy here, and I hope I will be back again for the next show, and thank you for listening.
Yeah. So guys, and as usual, please send your email, your suggestion on how to improve our show to holamtv@gmail.com.
See you guys. Have a nice day.
Nice day.
See you. Nice day.
Bye.